In an ever-changing world, Life Changes Network presents A Voice of Truth and Inspiration, broadcasting on frequencies of love, light, and information, illuminating new paths for new directions as we, as one, strive for higher and higher planes of existence and a better understanding of ourselves and the world in which we live. Always remembering, life changes. This is radio like you've never felt before. This is Life Changes with Filippo, with tonight's special guest, the renowned clinician and humanitarian, Dr. Leonard Horowitz. And now your host, our MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Ciao, everyone. Well, here we are, and we're having another show, and we're having a lot of things happen. You know, it's funny, but life changes, and we are experiencing them in such a way that brings us, in some cases, closer together, in some cases, farther apart. But we are focusing on the changes more, and not just us here at Life Changes, but so many more people are looking for the meaning behind certain things, or the reason why things are happening, or how to prevent things from happening, as opposed to just being there and saying, oh, this happened, and oh, woe is me. And people are saying, why did this happen? How do we stop it from happening? How do we react while it's happening? So many questions are being asked, and so many answers are coming down the pike. And I thought there was an interesting thing that happened, for example, just today on Facebook. Somebody that I know and who I appreciate wrote 10 things to learn from the Japanese, because of, at the moment, the world is still experiencing the trauma that happened in Japan just a little over a week ago, or 2 weeks ago, actually, at this point, I think. And there is something interesting that somebody wrote the 10 things to learn from the Japanese and started emailing it to friends, and then friends emailed it to other friends. But there were some aspects of this email that somebody didn't like, so they amended the email, and then that email got sent out, and that's what I saw when I got the email and when I saw the post on Facebook. So why am I bringing this up? Two things. The first thing is because I liked the 10 things that we could learn from the Japanese. The second thing is that somebody made a comment on Facebook underneath these 10 things that you, the guy that posted it, changed the whole idea of why this was written. And an argument of sorts started to ensue. So it's interesting that we all have perspectives and we all have a way of looking at things. So the person that amended this, these are the 10 things that came from him that I think would be great to talk about. He says that there was calm, that we're not seeing the usual sorrow and grief. Of course, you know, a lot of this has to do with the Japanese culture, and they are more stoic, perhaps, in the way they handle things, or maybe they hold their emotions more or something. So it might not be necessarily that they are more evolved at the moment because of the experience or whatever, but it might also be. So I don't want to judge. And therein lies the crux of this. So the 10 things: calm, we've seen dignity, we haven't seen people being rude or rough or crude or anything like that in the news or on TV. The ability and the commitment of the people that created the buildings that only swayed and didn't fall, etc. So I thought that was interesting. The grace. People seem to be in the present. The order. There is no looting the shops. There's no honking, no overtaking of roads. Just an understanding, it seems, that there is. There is, in their opinion, the sacrifice. Where, well, in their opinion, actually, in in the world's opinion, probably, of the 50 or so workers that have stayed at the nuclear reactors to help put this out, knowing that they might die because of the radiation exposure. The tenderness. Evidently, restaurants are cutting prices, and there are ATMs that are unguarded and no need for guards, and that the strong are caring for the weak. There is training. The old and the children know exactly what to do. They have been trained, and so they are doing what they knew how, so there isn't all this commotion. And the media, they showed magnificent restraint in the bulletins. It wasn't fear-based, and it wasn't the silliness of some reporters as we've seen in other catastrophes throughout the world, especially in America. And then that there seems to be so much consciousness, that when the power went off and people were in stores, they put things back on the shelves, evidently, and then they quietly left. So I think there's a lot to learn from that. And I'm not saying at the moment one race is better than another, how one group handles disaster is better than how another group handles disaster. I'm just saying that as we are all looking for more elevated, more elegant ways of doing and being and choices to make, that there is something that we could learn from the way the Japanese are handling this disaster. Now, as interesting as that is, there is another interesting note, a sideline note, that evidently the original email was sent out with putting down people in the United States, especially in New Orleans, for example, during the disaster that happened there, and how it was very different and how it was portrayed on TV and what we saw than how the Japanese are handling what they're handling. And they're saying they were putting down the Americans. And I appreciated the person who wrote this and posted this, rather, for having taken out those comments. Because it's, in my opinion, fine for the person who originally sent out that email to put their feelings. And if they want to put down Americans, then I suppose that is their right. But, well, it is their right. I also know that it's the right of the person that chooses to pass it on to his friends that he changes the email to what he is expressing at that moment. And so somebody then wrote as a comment, is it right? Are you judging to the person that posted this? Are you judging for having taken out the other person's comments? And I find that very interesting because in a way, we have a right to express ourselves as we want to express ourselves. And it reminded me of when I send out emails. I get some beautiful emails sometimes. May the angel of this help you bring health to your life, or may the angel of this and then at the bottom it says, send this to 12 of your friends. Otherwise, you will die tomorrow, or somebody you love will die, or something disastrous will happen to you. And I'm thinking, how horrible for this person to send me this beautiful message and then to tell me I'm going to die tomorrow if I don't send this to 12 of my friends. So I take that part out and choose to just send the beautiful prayer or message to my friends. And I don't see anything wrong with that. So I don't see anything wrong with the person having taken out the putting down the Americans for doing it differently than the Japanese are. But I do see something beautiful about what the Japanese are doing and how they're doing it. And all love and power and energy go to them from me and all of us that are thinking of them and sending support and money and food and clothes and what have you to help them. I'm glad that we are learning from each other. And here's yet another fine example of how life changes and we can grow from the experience. So with that, I look forward to bringing on as our guest, Dr. Len Horowitz, right after this.
Clean water is not enough. reverse osmosis, distilled water, and most bottled waters are devoid of naturally occurring minerals. They are acidic, unstructured, and hard to absorb and rob minerals from the body. IonWay's ionizers produce a super abundant supply of powerful antioxidants in each glass. Ionized water has a reduced molecular cluster size and a negative charge, hydrating you up to 6 times better. Water from an IonWay's ionizer will help you restore your body to its natural pH balance, boosting your vitality. An ionized water more effectively flushes acidic toxins from within your body. Drink the healthiest water available today. IonWay's water systems, their water changes everything. To learn more about IonWay's water systems and how you can own one today, visit our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our sponsor page. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
Well, we're back, and we are indeed Life Changes. And we have somebody who is just really talks about changes, as a matter of fact. Our guest can probably tell you more about the world's most urgent problems and who's creating some of them than possibly anybody on Earth. He prefers to tell people, however, about the suppressed solutions or the solutions and how we, the people, are manifesting the solutions and can manifest more. He is the king of YouTube in so many ways. He's a YouTube favorite for what he does and for what he talks about. In fact, only Dr. Oz and Dr. Chopra, or Deepak Chopra, are more popular as alternative medicine gurus, and neither goes where Dr. Horowitz goes in exposing the shocking evils in medicine, you can say, but at the same time, offering practical natural solutions. Over the past 30 years, he has come full circle, beginning and triumphing in natural healing. So with that, I am happy to bring on to the show a humanitarian, a clinician, a scholar, and a natural healer, Dr. Len Horowitz.
Hi, Felipe. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. And the last time we were together was on your show, also here on the BBS Radio Network.
Yeah, so good to join you again. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, it's great. And we were hoping we could do this in person, but here we are. Let's seize the moment and make the best of it. And actually, that's part of your message, how we're here in this moment where we find ourselves with the lack of certain things because either some people are keeping them away or the lack of a certain understanding or whatever it is, and you're saying, okay, people, let's put a stake in the ground and let's move forward and let's turn this all around, right? Is that pretty much part of your message?
Oh, absolutely. And we're celebrating a lot of wonderful things. Actually, we're calling on the Illuminati to lay down their weapons of mass destruction and mass deception in celebration of the 528 Love Healing Revolution. And they would be wise to do that, because if they don't, they basically are going to be terminated, not by anyone's guns, but simply by a spirit that is changing universally and opening up people's hearts vibrationally. So if their hearts are closed to love and peace and prosperity in all ways and sustainability and sanity in terms of stewarding this magnificent planet, then they're going to have major karmic heart explosions and heart failures by their own dissonance. So that's what we're suggesting. I loved your intro. Loved it. I wanted to talk to you maybe more about this whole concept of what happens to people during disasters, the anti-American sentiment that's out there, the New World Order agenda that's unfolding, and this whole concept that we can actually sing and breathe and celebrate this whole concept of evolving into love, into peace on Earth.
I have to say, first of all, thank you for your kind words about my monologue. I have to say, so much of this sounds to me like something that would have been said in the 60s, but there's something else behind it now. Am I right? There's science, right?
Yeah, we're celebrating the science. Just put online a couple weeks ago the Book of 528. You can go to bookof528.com, and for $9.98, download a 400-page PDF book that is literally life-changing in the sense that you'll never look at life again the same way. You'll see it as a blessing fundamentally based on love, and you'll understand the musical mathematics of that and how it really resonates your own heart into this bliss. It's nothing short of pure bliss that the greatest, most deepest lovers experience when they are engaged in making love. It's what the musicians experience when they're in total communion divine to express their giftings, their heartfelt desire to affect audiences emotionally and uplift them spiritually. It is that clear resonance frequency, that vibration of divinity that literally is played and celebrated by the entire botanical world that selected that frequency, 528 hertz. It's the greenish-yellow color of chlorophyll. It resonates the sacred geometry of the molecule chlorophyll into its shape. It's expressed by the sun, picked up by the plant, transferred by the electrons that go into the breath that we breathe, the oxygen, and ultimately what we're really breathing in terms of air is 528 humidity. It's vibrationally affecting us to become all that we can be in terms of health and capabilities to bring ourselves into healing, into transformation, into consciousness raising, and ultimately into saving this planet, which really needs some help right now.
You know, actually, I'm glad you mentioned all of that, and it reminds me that I want to share with the audience that when we were on the show together, we did talk a lot about that, and that we're going to be posting that interview at lifechangesnetwork.com. So when you come to find Dr. Len Horowitz on lifechangesnetwork.com, you'll hear both this interview and the interview we did together on his show. Now, you know, it's interesting because you mentioned changing the way we look at life forever, and you also mentioned blessing, that we will see life and certain things as a blessing. And that reminds me of one of the things that I wanted to talk about today with you is you talk about, well, a lot of people are claiming that the United States will collapse, the financial structure and a couple other structures are going to be collapsing, and that, of course, people are predicting pandemonium and all kinds of awful things. And one of the things that attracted me to your work right away was you have a headline on your website that says, "Top 20 Reasons You Should Celebrate the Crashing Economy and Why It's a Blessing." And that's such a paradigm shift, and it's so life changes in the sense that, okay, we hope that things don't have to collapse, that there could be a smoother transition. But if something has to collapse, then maybe there's a different way we can look at it. And you have not one, not two, but 20 ways to look at it differently. Would you care to share with us a couple points?
Oh, sure. Just before we do the individual points, you can think of the contextual change. First of all, the fact is that all of the systems are insane. We're really dumbed down to the max, and we the people are hypnotized by the mass mind-controlling media. And so we're really not functioning with all of our spark plugs going at this point. On BBS tomorrow night, on my program, we're going to be doing something very special. We're going to be interviewing Glenn Calkins, who's going to give you a biochemical analysis on what's happened to the planet and we the people. So having spoken with him and many, many other experts, I can tell you, and especially based on the revelations in the book of 528, where you really begin to see the mathematical proof of what's happened to us musically, mathematically, and then what's evolving cosmically to change the frequency and opening humanity's hearts maximally so that we can really begin to make a transition into sanity from insanity. Mm. And so the beginning context of celebrating this whole transformation is really about going to love, getting into love, understanding the musical mathematics of harmony throughout the entire universe is orchestrated musically. And so bringing that music to musicians, bringing that music to our hearts in this moment of crisis is the only salvation that people can bank on. Mm. Because, again, this is not physical. This is spiritual evolution. This is a spiritual phenomenon where spirituality is virtually a vibration and a harmony with divinity. So what we're saying really, in 528, in the book of 528, you learn that core frequency, like right now we're broadcasting on radio, and if we were on AM/FM, we would have a specific, instead of a link, we'd have a specific digital frequency that we'd have to tune to in order to get the clear channel broadcast. It's the same thing that a blade of grass in the entire botanical world essentially does when it chooses chlorophyll greenish-yellow 528 frequency for maximum energy. What it's doing is tuning right to the clear channel broadcast of 528, which is the heart of everything, not just nature, but universal construction. You wouldn't have a circle without 528. You wouldn't have pi or phi or Fibonacci series. You'd have no equals mc squared way of measuring anything. You wouldn't have 5,280 feet in a measured mile without 528. And so you begin to realize that the greatest opportunity in chaos happening, whereby belief systems, you know, we believe in America. We believed in the banking system. We believed in our religions. We believed in whatever. Suddenly, when push comes to shove and we're now faced with death instead of life, we're now faced with having to really look at what is really life about, what is your mortality telling you instinctively that you need to do, which is commune with each other as loving human beings and really get your relationship right with God. And then fundamentally beyond that is try to save with love and compassion as many brothers and sisters as you can on your way out. And that's essentially a great opportunity.
Mm. You know, there's so much that you take for granted that I don't know that everybody can espouse yet. Like, for example, using the analogy of Japan, some of what you're saying was applied there. For example, we saw nurses that stayed with patients, till the end, or there wasn't an end. They ushered them into life outside of the earthquake and the tsunami, wherein, of course, we have seen other examples where people don't espouse that same reality, where they're just going to run. And I'm not going to say which is right or which is wrong. It's up to the individual. But I like the fact that you're suggesting that that is part of the new philosophy that we need to espouse about helping each other through whatever. And the whatever we're talking about here is potentially, well, a lot of whatevers, but potentially a crash of the economy in the United States. So when we come back, actually, it'll be great to hear Dr. Horowitz talk about why he thinks we have reason to celebrate. As a matter of fact, 20 reasons. So when we come back, we're talking with Dr. Leonard Horowitz on Life Changes with Filippo.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening, someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as David Wilcock, Mariel Hemingway, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Marcy Shymoff, and Shadow Stevens on our archive page at our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.com. Remember, you can also connect with us via Twitter and Facebook, and now in our own community at lifechangesnetwork.com, where real people come together to share real life in real time. That's lifechangesnetwork.com.
We're back, and I just had a really funny and sad thought at the same time, because we're here having a great conversation with Dr. Len Horowitz, and it came to mind that he has been considered quite controversial. And I thought, well, that's funny because I don't see him as controversial, but sad that there are people who do, because it seems like from what I have read and what I have learned that he's only telling the truth, at least as he sees it, and yet that so many people and so many organizations would be threatened by his truth. And it also seems to me that he is speaking on behalf of the power of people. And I don't see how there's a conflict there in my mind, but obviously there are people that do. So, Dr. Horowitz, we're still going to talk about the 20 reasons why we can celebrate or see a blessing in a potential calamity like the crashing economy. But I have to ask you, how do you navigate through this perception of you as you're out there trying to bring forth this message?
Well, Filippo, thank you for that question. I really I'm thankful, particularly for your compassion and your empathy, because you're discerning that we have a lot of real negativity that's attacking us. And I want to really acknowledge Sherry Kane. She's an investigative journalist. You can go to Sherry Kane, SHERRIKANE.com. And she's really been my greatest advocate and protector, because what she's been doing is exposing these dark elements, the darkest elements, and why people who are holding the belief, and this is a very common New Age belief, and a lot of Christian people hold it as well, Judeo-Christians hold it as well, that if you don't focus on the light, you basically become dark yourself. Well, that's partly true, but the reality is, without understanding the dynamics of light versus darkness, or good versus evil, in essence, without coming to terms with the depths of the darkness, as somebody who seeks consciousness and enlightenment, you can't be fully enlightened without coming to terms with really what's happening for our brothers and sisters. And so I want to encourage you to interview Sherry Kane at some future date, because what she's been doing, besides exposing the CIA, FBI, COINTELPRO agents that create confusion and want people to believe that Dr. Horowitz is controversial and untrustworthy. It's like you say, I mean, gee whiz, how controversial is it that a blade of grass celebrates love in greenish yellow. I mean, duh. You know, it's like ridiculous that I've been being attacked and actually put on into a plot for an assassination and involved in some criticisms that are literally insane. But if you simply spend a few hours reading, you realize, holy smoke, this is organized crime that's basically trying to discredit Dr. Leonard Horowitz. And, you know, I don't want to get into it any more than that, but I want to really thank you for that empathetic question. How I navigate, and believe it or not, it was insane this past weekend. I was at the Health Freedom Expo in Long Beach, and we actually had people that came in disguise to try to undermine Sherry Cain in my work with OxySilver, because OxySilver with 528 hertz frequency has the capacity to terminate our reliance on antibiotics that are polluting everybody, poisoning everybody, polluting nature, and eliminate the need for vaccinations. And especially with understanding what 528 is, if you can resonate your silver hydrosols, which we have as a double superconductor. Water is a liquid crystal superconductor. Silver is a superconductor. If you can now marry with OxySilver two superconductors of electron energy and have those electrons vibrating at 528 hertz love frequency, with love being the universal healer, you literally have a holy water that when people understand and then use, it'll put Big Pharma out of business. Which is now explains why it is that I'm the most endangered person on the planet right now. And I want to thank again Sherry Cain, so because her work has been extraordinary in helping me navigate through this insanity. You know, our lives are like and demonstrated this weekend by literally attacks on us at this wonderful program. Otherwise, it would have been a wonderful weekend, but the reality is that, you know, she and I are navigating through a minefield of insane, brainwashed, hypnotized Manchurian candidates, and that's part of this wonderful opportunity to get engaged in what Yeshua, what Jesus, literally mastered in his last hours. Forgive them, Father. They know not what they do. And to get engaged in the level of forgiveness, and this is where people go and have to go, like in Japan, when you are faced with either the death of yourself or loved ones surrounding you, you get to the point where really what's vitally important is that love, and to get that love, you've got to be likewise engaged in forgiveness. And, you know, you asked a question, and I totally respect your comment, Filippo, that some people faced in this circumstance would run versus stand there and nurse and care for those who are dying. And my own personal bias is that I would be there in faith and prayer and do the caring that was there, that came to me at this moment in my life and presented itself as an opportunity to really discover the love that's hidden deeper and deeper in my own heart. That's where, you know, I think we are compelled now to go for literal physical salvation. Because as radiation comes in, et cetera, spirituality is really our fortress, and to develop that right now, it's calling for a lot of love and a lot of forgiveness and a lot of capacity to serve in a very, very meaningful way as models, examples for the rest of the planet in this paradigm-shifting time in history.
Mm. And talk about paradigm shifting, because I'm fascinated about this, and we've never talked about this on the show. We've talked about other potential disasters and food and all kinds of things, but we've never talked about the collapse of the economy and or crashing down of, because everybody that has come through the AP or whatever that we've noticed talks about it in a negative way, and that we're all doomed. And you talk about it, that if it is going to happen, or maybe you say that it is indeed going to happen, as I was reading through the list here, sustainability and values and faith and convenience, and I'm thinking, well, what does that mean? You call this a blessing, that should there be a crash, it's a blessing. And in the 5 or 6 minutes that we have remaining, I was hoping that you could enlighten us how we can shift our perspective and change along with your experience here.
Well, just think, for example, take the examples of the insurance coverage that's failed in Congress, you know, for this concept that we need to pay for insurance, medical insurance, or even the concept of medicine itself, based on all the information we have. If those institutions cave, what a wonderful celebration. Because fundamentally, what did Yeshua, what did Jesus say that healed those people that he healed in the New Testament? He said that it is by your faith that you are healed. And this concept of putting faith and trust in medical deities instead of our own creator, and to look at what nature does naturally to heal. When a dog or cattle get sick, they eat grass. Mm. When cancer patients at the best holistic clinics come in, they eat wheatgrass, chlorella, this algae that has this greenish-yellow frequency resonance is healing, because the essence of itself, the vibration, the music of it, its nature, literally is uplifting and sustaining and healing. And so this is a wonderful opportunity to learn what's the relationship between faith and how nature heals. And the answer very quickly is this concept that faith is in your heart. Joy is in your heart. Love is in your heart. And bravery is in your heart. So the question as to whether you're going to run or sit there, be in love and be in faith to heal and help other people who are sick, this is really the greatest, most magnificent frontier in human history, where we get a chance to discover our spirituality.
Mm. Mm. So you're helping us look at all this in a different way. So you're saying, for example, one of the things that could come crashing down is health. What if the money system comes crashing down? How can we look at that as a good thing?
Oh, it's wonderful. Again, we have models like that demonstrate in Hawaii. We have the Kingdom of Heaven. It's a 27-acre estate that we've been blessed to steward and evolve a permacultural, sustainable, self-sustaining community. And here we have models of how you can take, as a matter of fact, 2 hours ago, as I was rushing to get back to this landline to speak with you, we were in Southern California looking at the technology of sustainability in terms of hydroponics and water-based and low-cost ways to be able to provide totally awesome organic food that will sustain families, even in unclimate climates. You have in Hawaii a model that we've been advancing showing how we can take, for example, get off the grid. You don't really even need water necessarily for composting. You can have toilets. Human compost can be fantastic for growing foods, and also looking at the optimizing growth strategies, again, 528 hertz frequency, biosonics, resonating plants to grow better. They're growing like 150% increase in growth rates when you combine the soil-based microbes like probiotics along with resonance frequencies of sound, which essentially blesses plants with the love frequency that they get from the sun. You can do this and enhance growth rates and productivity and sustainability permaculturally, so you're not poisoning and intoxicating people in the environment. It is a fantastic opportunity, and when the system crashes and people don't have enough food to eat, they're going to want to know how to grow their own. Now you can get out of the slavery that we are in under the petrochemical pharmaceutical cartel, the Monsantos, and the Bayer Aspirin corporations, you realize, gee whiz, we don't need all their garbage in order to grow and be healthy and happy on this planet.
Well, Dr. Horowitz, actually, I'll say to the audience out there that if you want to see more, learn more, grow more through Dr. Horowitz's teachings here, you can go to drlenhorowitz.com, and that's Horowitz as in H-O-R-O-W-I-T-Z, drlenhorowitz.com. And there you will also see what we've partly been talking about as well, is the 20 reasons to celebrate the crashing economy. And I have to say that it's very clever how in each reason you give potentially a positive side to all of this happening. And I seem to agree with most, except for the internet exploding and collapsing, because I could live without a lot of things, but without the internet, I don't know that I could actually live.
That's funny, bro.
Well, with that, we have just a minute here before we break to commercial, and we have to say goodbye to you. But is there anything that you'd like to share with us real quick?
Oh, just, you know, I think you mentioned earlier about the anti-American propaganda. You know, it's sick and sad that we Americans have been stewarded by untrustworthy globalists. And I think we love the people all over the planet, and reconciliation, not division, is really what we, the American people, desire to everybody else worldwide to know. We love you. Filippo, I love you. Thank you for the invitation.
Oh, it's been great. And, you know, thank you for saying what you said, because love starts in the home, right? And if it's not there, then you can't spread it out. So it starts inside of us and in our home and in our country and wherever we are right now. And this is where it is. And thank you for being with us, Dr. Len Horowitz. It's been a pleasure.
Pleasure. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And we'll be back with our producer segment right after this.
Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office, and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
Got Mark Lejeune with us for our producer segment. And how do we start? Where do we start? That's a lot there going on there.
That was a bunch of information. Good information, interesting information, certainly a unique perspective in many ways, and some of it I'm sure our listeners haven't heard. You know, I'm a fan of the idea of frequency in healing and its effect on our being, ourselves, you know, our bodies, our physical bodies, because we are vibration.
Mm-hmm.
We are energy. And anybody that has ever connected with a song and been moved,
right,
knows what that's like.
Right.
And then you get into a lot of the research that's been done about the classical music and the classical arts, and you know, now they're pointing out how naturally there's, you know, the your hemispheres are sync up, and there's a lot of these new studies about how it affects the brain, your brain patterns, putting into delta or theta states.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of things that were happening in music naturally that now our new sciences are building products around, ironically or not so. And we've had someone else on our show who is a pioneer in this kind of work. Alan Howarth has been a guest and is a friend of Life Changes. And it's where I first learned of a lot of this sacred mathematics and a lot of the evidence that points back to the original instrumentation, pre-Westernization, you know, the Native American instrumentation, the Gregorian chants, the chanting, and a lot of these were all done in a frequency or in frequencies that were much more congruent with our being, with our energetic self, as opposed to how we standardized our music around the arbitrary number of A440. So these things that Len Horowitz talks about and Alan Howarth, and it's all very interesting to me, I think brings a whole new perspective to energy and music and healing.
You know, it's interesting. I think I've mentioned it on the show before too, but growing up Italian-American, I've learned so much about the culture and history of Italy. And I learned a while back that in Sicily, or in southern Italy, I'm not sure if it was it just in Sicily, but especially in southern Italy, where the more quote-unquote more traditional peoples of Italy lived, or people that kept a lot of their traditions, that musicians used to be paid a lot of money centuries ago a lot of grain or whatever they used for money back then, a lot of
pasta.
Yeah, really. Because they would be called on when somebody got sick. And the person would lie in bed and the musician would come in or the band would come in and play for the person in bed. And it wasn't to entertain them, it was to heal them. And the ones that got paid the most were the ones that knew exactly which tone to play for what specific ills the person had. And therefore, the person would get better quicker or something like that. And so they would continue to play into the night until the fever broke or until they were revived or something.
That's interesting. I'd never heard of that before. And that reminds me of another pioneer in, we'll call it sound or music work, but it was actually in the more refined frequencies of healing. And that's Dr. Royal Rife.
Right.
He stumbled upon and then built his body of work from recognizing that if you look through at a virus through an electron microscope, you can kill the virus. Well, then if you identify the frequency of these various viruses, you in essence play their song, and the healthy cells are not in that frequency, so they would not be affected. Whereas you could identify and kill the those specific viruses. Interesting work, which is in essence music.
Yeah.
There's a lot of information out there. I know there's a lot of information on the internet and a lot of various perspectives, but certainly interesting the body of work, and more importantly, how that kind of mirrors what you're talking about in terms of ancient Italian.
Absolutely. It's interesting, isn't it? You know, you mentioned the internet, and I remember my comment that I made to Dr. Horowitz when I said that, you know, all these things can crash. I think I can survive, but I can't survive without the internet. And in a sense, it almost seems true. Especially me, I'm curious about so many things. And throughout the day when I'm on the phone or I'm talking to somebody about something, and let's say we talk about daffodils, I don't know, I'll Google daffodils to just, for whatever reason, my mind goes there and to see how many varieties there are. And, you know, and where they grow, they're indigenous.
Do you do this often?
Not daffodils, okay. but but poppies, certainly poppies. but there would be an interesting example. For example, do you know why the poppies in The Wizard of Oz?
I've heard this, but I can't recall. So
well,
share.
Well, I don't know, so let me Google it right now. Because evidently poppies, a lot of poppies, if you smell them or something, they make you sleep. Wait a minute. That's where opium comes from.
Ah.
And opium is an opiate.
It's an opiate.
So,
Hence the name.
So that's why when the witch does poppies, and conjures up the poppies, they all fall asleep. So, but I don't think I would have known that without the internet.
This is why you can't live without the internet.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm going to have to get myself a little something that I can just carry around. I think it would make
conversation very difficult or enlightening. I'm not sure. An internet phone?
An internet phone. Yeah, mine isn't fast enough. But yeah, it just, it slows down conversation. It's like, wait a minute, I don't have, it's not, talk about something else.
That's because you're pulling up the poppies.
Yeah, right. And my phone is going to sleep. So anyway, but the collapse of all these things that we currently hold as truth or foundational or stabilizing, or it's kind of like when the blue chip stocks no longer were quote unquote blue chip, you know what I mean? And it's like people said, oh, you know, the world is going to come crashing down because blue chips are no longer blue chip. Well, you could talk to that better than I can.
Yeah, well, you know, we touched on this at an earlier show. It's we are our programming. You know, when you have a certain belief system, people seem to be willing to fight for that belief system. And if part of that belief system is thinking that you need something or a certain process to live your life or to survive or to excel, then when that's removed, you're at a loss as to how, you know, the program doesn't work until you find a replacement for what it is you think that you've lost.
Mm.
And therefore, you know, that's probably why, it's exactly why you need to start realizing your own perfection and the fact that you don't need these things that we've been told we need and programmed that we have to buy or have to own or whatever.
You know, it's interesting because I remember one time having a conversation with one of my uncles and sharing that, you know, when people get sick, whatever, they should, they need to do this. Back when I believed in a lot of what we're being told here, you need to have surgery, you need to have this or this. And he says, you know, I don't believe in all that stuff. He said, when people got sick in my country, of course, he was Italian from Sicily, he says, the lady came with her tubes and they stuck something up your rectum and cleaned you out and you were fine. And, you know, now as I'm reading a lot of these holistic things, so much of our health is tied to our colon and the cleanliness of our colon. And when you do a fast or a cleanse and you clean it, and it's like, you know, these old...
Do they sing to you while this happens?
Right, and the musicians play. And the comedian comes in.
It reminds me of the Titanic.
The comedian comes in and says, hey, look, you have a tube up your butt, and everybody laughs and you feel better. Because comedy, laughter is the best.
Laughter is the best medicine.
Well, you and I can certainly laugh all night, but the majority of it from now on is going to be off the air because we're bringing this to a close. But before I do, I just want to make sure that you feel complete.
I feel complete.
You feel complete. All right. Well, with that, I, Filippo Voltaggio, on behalf of Mark Lejeune, our producer, and Dorothy Lee Donahue, our other producer, thank you for being part of the show. Oh, and our engineer, Seth Hendricks, we thank you for being part of this show and for being part of the positive change that we all wish to see in the world. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to Life Changes with Filippo, with the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the BBS Radio Network and visit us online at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. Today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsors, IonWays Water Systems, Change Your Water, Change Your Life, and Love and Miracles with Dorothy Lee Donahue. To learn more about them, visit the sponsor page of our website. Once again, join us here next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes.